Greetings, web surfers. Thanks for stopping by your radioplace.com. From the AVC Newsroom, I'm Mike McKay on this Father's Day 2008. Here's some stories we're working on in the AVC Newsroom. Well, tomorrow looks to be a busy day in downtown Cambridge as dignitaries line up to honor John Glenn. Postal representatives and Ohio Congressman Zach Space, among others, will be joining the former U.S. Senator, two-time astronaut, and one-time area resident, John Glenn, at the Cambridge Post Office as the facility will be renamed the John Herschel Glenn Jr. Post Office Building. The ceremony will be taking place at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in the front entrance of the post office. Now, a note, Wheeling Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets will be closed starting at 7 a.m. Monday morning. An area trooper taking on a new job, Sergeant Annie Ralston of the Ohio State Patrol's Marietta Post, has been transferred to the Public Affairs Unit. This is a part of a 90-day program in which she will temporarily serve as the spokesperson for the patrol. Ralston, a Caldwell resident, joined the State Patrol in 1998, was transferred to the Cambridge Post in 2002, where she was named Post Trooper of the Year and earned an ACE Award for an excellence in auto larceny and enforcement. In 2004, she was promoted to the rank of sergeant and transferred to the Marietta Post, where she currently serves as assistant post commander. The 7th Annual Mud Madness Volleyball Championship and Challenge set for today in the Baysville Village Park. The event originally slated for May but was postponed due to the weather. The fun in the mud will begin with registration at noon today. The games will start at 1. The friendly competition consisting of teams made up of students from area high schools. Well, if your travels take you through the Wheeling Tunnel, take note. According to reports, the West Virginia Division of Highways has announced that the eastbound tube of the Wheeling Tunnel will not close on Monday as originally scheduled. Officials say that delay is due to an ongoing negotiation with the contractor. The original tunnel work started last January and was expected only to take about 6 months to complete. Due to complications, that project was halted 11 months later and has yet to be fully completed. The severe storms that ripped through eastern Ohio is being named as a contributing to the death of a Jefferson County man. According to reports, 62-year-old Denver Brown of Piney Fork was northbound on County Road 17 near Smithfield in southwest Jefferson County about 9 p.m. Friday evening when a large branch snapped off of a tree during a storm. The limb struck Brown's vehicle, crushing the roof. The vehicle then left the roadway, went over an embankment, and into a dry stream bed. A passenger in the vehicle, Carol Brown, age 61, wife of the driver, received what was called minor injuries. She was transported to a local hospital. Mr. Brown was pronounced dead at the hospital after transport there. And finally, organizers at Southeast Med putting the finishing touches on this year's Children's Health Fair slated for June the 19th. The 17th annual event starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday and will be taking place at the Big Pavilion at the Cambridge City Park. This year's theme, Under the Big Top, and the goal for the fair is to encourage children to become more aware of healthy interests such as exercise and proper diet. More than 400 children ages 3 to 11 attended last year's event. That's a look at some of the news going on from the AVC Newsroom. I'm Mike McKay. Have a good one.